Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Beis Shir A. No, note. Due to the length of this perik, it was split into two shiurim. Today's shiur will end in the middle of the perik and will be finished in the next shiur. In the previous perik, we learned how David saw with Ruach HaKodesh divine insight to be with Bathsheba. This event seemingly caused David to kill Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. As mentioned in the previous perek, there are many sensitive details here that are beyond the scope of this year to delve into. This incident needs to be understood through the eyes of Chazal. In this perek, we will see how Nathan the Navi gave criticism to David for how David acted. We will see the greatness of King David as David accepts full responsibility for his own actions. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dalet Amud Beis, explains, the truth is, it was not fitting for David to be involved with this incident of Bathsheba. Then why was it recorded? To teach an individual person they can do tshuva. It's amazing. Chazal were willing to allow one of its greatest leaders of all time to be denigrated, so to speak, by recording this story in order to teach that a person should never, ever give up. A person can come close to Hashem no matter how much they feel they've messed up in their lives. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, just like a mother will follow her child into dirty places in order that they can pull them out, so too we have our Koach HaDibor, our faculty of speech. No matter what unclean places we may find ourselves in, we can open up our mouths and start to speak our feelings to Hashem. This is what David HaMelech was constantly doing, as Tehillim is comprised of David's conversations with Hashem, even when he was in a low place. We will now see the metaphor Nathan used to tell David what he did was wrong. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayishlach Hashem es Nathan el David, Vayavo Eila Vayomer Lo, that Hashem sent Nathan the Navi to David, and Nathan came upon David and told him, Shnei Anashim Hayu Beir Achas, Echad Ashir ve'echad Rash. There were two men who lived in a city. One was a rich man and one was a poor man. The rich man had many sheep. The poor man had just one little goat. The poor man took great care of his little goat as the goat grew up with the family. The poor man attended to his goat's every need, and the goat felt like a child to the poor man. One day, a traveler came to the rich man for food. The rich man didn't want to use any of his own personal sheep and cattle. The rich man took the poor man's goat, killed it, and then fed it to the traveler. David responded to Nathan HaNavi, saying, the rich man deserves to die because he had no pity on the poor man. Note, the rich man represented David, who took the poor man's goat, who was Bathsheba from Uriah. David had many wives and wealth, yet he set his eyes on Bathsheba and killed Uriah. Nathan then responded back to David, Atah Ha'ish, you are that man. You are like the rich man. Nathan related the word of Hashem and said, I, Hashem, appointed you king over Yisrael. You could have had anything you wanted. Why did you kill Uriah? And now, David, the sword will be upon your house. Evil will come from your home. The Avarbanel notes, this was reference to three of David's children who were going to die by sword, and Avshalom, David's own son, rebelling against David. David then amazingly accepts full responsibility, as it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer David el Nathan, Chatasi LaHashem. David said to Nathan, I sing to Hashem. Look, David did not pass the blame and try to excuse himself. Very easily, David could have come up with excuses. Keep in mind, David was the Melech B'Yisrael, King of Yisrael. David was very well respected and loved by all of Yisrael. David could have very easily deflected or excused his behavior. Here we see David's greatness as the King of Yisrael. He wasn't scared or afraid to admit to his so-called mistakes. Nathan HaNavi now tells David, because he immediately accepted and confessed his sin, Hashem will no longer kill David as a punishment. The Radak adds, David will not get paid out in the next world for what he did. Rather, David will get paid out in this world. In Pasuk Yadalid, which will be ending in the middle of the perek, Nathan HaNavi continued that although David won't be killed, the firstborn son from Bathsheba and David will die. Again, the next year will continue from the middle of Perek Yud Beis until the end of Perek Yud Beis. Notice how Nathan Hanavi, when he gave rebuke to David, he gave rebuke in the form of a parable. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, every person has inside of them a scent of Gan Eden, a reach of Gan Eden. When a person gives improper rebuke, they stir up a bad-smelling fragrance that starts to be emitted. It's like bad-smelling laundry. As long as the bad smell is left alone, it's not as potent. When the bad smell gets moved, it starts to come out even stronger. Here, when Nathan HaNavi was giving rebuke to David, Nathan doesn't directly mention the sin. This is because Nathan was trying to increase the Reach Gan Eden, the scent of Gan Eden that David had inside himself, and bringing David to a higher level of tshuva. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.